Time is 7 after the hour. It is Monday, the 14th of October. Those of you just joining us, welcome. Some people are having the day off. Some people are working as normal. As far as I'm concerned, it's a normal day. Jennifer is here, Jennifer Horn. That makes it a normal day. Ken Kessler is here monitoring social media. And so as we move ahead, this is the third hour of the Good Day program. If you're watching online at DougStephan.com,
you're playing the home edition.
Yeah, the home edition of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. This is hour number three. And you can listen to hours number one and two. Find out what you missed if you want, but not while this is on. Only during the news at the top and the bottom of the hour can you go away, because all that stuff is irrelevant. Whatever was past is past. And now we're into today and all of the things that accompany a day that is kind of one of those half-apple holidays. This one based on the life of a Kerr who is just... When I get into these discussions about Columbus Day, there's nothing about it that makes me feel good. So let's talk about something else and see if I can find something else that doesn't make me feel good.
And not many people have the day off. The government, which already has been having the last, how many days off, right?
Day 14 or whatever it is.
Yep, right. Day 14.
And so really, I mean, even like the schools that I know of are still going to school today.
The question before us is, who among you will not see much of a pay raise this year? The Social Security...
Ding, ding, ding.
There you go. Ding, 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 ding. Preliminary figures indicate millions of you who are connected to Social Security in one way or another are going to see a small increase in your benefits. I love the way the news media sort of encapsulate this. An historically small increase. That's the way it's being dubbed by some. According to estimates, those of you who are on Social Security will get an increase about 1.5%, which will be, according to some reports, among the lowest increases since automatic increases were adopted in 1975. Social Security raises have been up 4% or so on average since that year. The increase will be small because consumer prices have stayed relatively flat this year. How about we look at Social Security and see what a boondoggle it is, how much it costs, and why it is that we feel this is the big thing, not only here in our country, but a lot of the so-called progressive countries have Social Security, so that those of you who were not responsible enough to save money during your lifetime, you spent it all keeping the economy going. I guess one of the reasons the economy grows as it does is because we keep spending. Many of the dollars that you spend, I spend, we all spend, including government spending, is just poof, it's just so much, it's not there. It's just kind of, okay, so let's borrow some more money. From whom do you borrow it? And how do you pay it back? So if you don't...
And when do you stop borrowing?
Yeah. So, but the Social Security, I saw something over the weekend indicating that Social Security was like a, down the road, a $14 trillion hole in and of itself. Because of the baby boomers, like me, who have begun to collect.
And they're living longer, too, right?
Yeah. Well, 90s, easily.
And is it a population problem also because there are less young people, there are more baby boomers than there are younger working people?
One of the things that is the problem, Jennifer, is that there aren't enough people who are really working.
Right.
There are so many people on unemployment, so many people who are getting paid under the table, that the amount of money that normally would go into this isn't enough. It hasn't been since the legislative process and the administrative process. We have a tricameral government. I call it a bicameral because we're talking about House and Senate. But we really have the legislative branch, the judicial branch, and the administrative branch, supposedly. What else do they? What's the other term? Executive.
It's executive.
Yeah, executive branch.
Rick Perry.
Yeah, thank you. Why do you find that amusing?
Because he forgot the third branch of government.
I didn't forget. I just used a different word for it.
You did.
Thank you.
To be fair.
Administrative, executive, it's one. If you would go to, if you go to your Roger's, the third, say it again, Doug.
The one.
There it is. Your, excuse me, your Roger's thesaurus, you would find that they are probably compatible words. Administrative and executive is probably something that you would use in simultaneous order. It would be considered a synonym. All right, you got that?
Got it.
Why are we getting so wrung up about it?
I'm just saying
that the...
And by we, you mean you, right?
Me, yes, right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I'm like the Pope. It's the proverbial we. So, anyway, the point is that you're not being represented. And so, but you like taking the money, right? Take the Social Security money. The government of the United States raided the Social Security Trust Fund, the Medicare Trust Fund, the Highway Trust Fund, the Airport Trust Fund. All that money is gone. Anything gets spent out of current income, if you will. And because the tax system is so screwed up, half the people who owe taxes don't pay them, and therefore we are borrowing more and more money. It gets back around to the simple fix for this, which would mean the government couldn't control your life as much as they do with the various deductions that are part of the system. If you just had a sales tax, right? Sales tax for everybody who buys something at the finish line.
I absolutely agree.
At the finish line, that is where you buy at the retail end of things, whether it's a car, anything but food, and clothing. So everything you buy a new light bulb, you buy a new clock.
A yacht, exactly.
You buy a yacht, you buy a lamp, you buy a telephone, you buy a picture, you buy a chair.
Any time we get a viable candidate who presents this
idea. Oh, my God, these candidates have got their head up their butt with all of this. And so they want to just keep control over what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So this would eliminate
the IRS.
The underground economy. You wouldn't need the IRS.
No.
You wouldn't need any of this stuff. Just people pay whatever the reasonable rate is, and there have been a lot of people that have...
I don't mean to interrupt, but I do, actually, because living in Los Angeles or Southern California, as you do some of the year, Dougie, one of the biggest problems that we face is illegal immigration. Now, I understand...
And taxation.
And I understand why people want to come here. I have sympathy for people that want to escape Mexico.
Yeah.
It's a horror show. I get it. But when you come here and you don't cut, you come here and you intend to take all the, you know, money that you make under the table and send it back to your family, and you don't pay your fair share, but you send your kids to schools in Southern California, go to the hospitals, all of a sudden the system starts to implode under that weight. And so this is the perfect way to fix this problem, because you buy something, you pay for it.
And you get taxed, so that there's no question, if you're spending money and you're buying things, you're using the system, you're paying into the system.
Yeah.
End of story. And it doesn't hurt as much either, by the way, as having to write a big check every quarter if you're self-employed, or annually the money is taken out of your paycheck. See, that's part of the problem. Richie's right about this. Richie's not here today because, actually, he had a pretty rough time with his treatment over the weekend, so he's feeling not great.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, the bottom line here is that we have all of this stuff that we're paying for, and then we borrow the money to pay for it. We don't have to borrow any money.
Mm-hmm.
You pay as you go.
Yeah.
And Richie says all the time, look at your paycheck. Nobody looks at their paycheck.
50% of it goes away.
To see how much is being taken out in these various charges, whether it's regular taxes, Social Security taxes, Medicare taxes. All of this stuff becomes, okay, what do I get? $756. Great. Well, you made $1,200. Where'd the rest of it go?
Mm-hmm. And if you had to cut that check to the government, you'd be questioning it. But because it just automatically disappears, poof, you don't think about it.
No. 888-302-3684. What do you think of us? We're geniuses, aren't we?
I know. And we both agree. I think we need to run on this platform, Dougie.
Okay.
I'll be your VP.
What I don't understand about this, it makes a lot of sense. I don't understand what the argument against this is.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't a good one.
Control.
Yeah, that's all. It's
change.
Control. Yeah. There's no good argument against it, Kenny. You've pinpointed the issue, as it were. 888-302-3684. Email to Jennifer or Doug or Ken at DougStefan.com. Also, Twitter, Facebook. We haven't done much. What's going on there, Kenny? I didn't ask you earlier on. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. What are the issues that people are tweeting about?
Lots of comments about the shutdown and the debt ceiling, and a lot of it is the same. Lee, Tammy, Christine, Scalia, D, Bob, and Joe all says, vote them out.
Yeah. So you got a year to think about it, and they're going to smother you with BS between now and the time when you're going to vote again. They're going to tell you about how much good they've done. Forget about it. They haven't done much of anything. There are a few good ones, for sure. There are some really good ones, in fact, that are dedicated, not interested in themselves, just want to serve and do a good job. But they are few and far between. So what do we do about curbing all of that? Taxation. We just have to have a revolution. That's all. We have to have a revolution in thinking and action and doing. Think about it, will you? 888-302-3684. Are you somebody over 40 worried about your blood pressure? I got something good for you. Heart Factors Plus. Heart Factors Plus is an all-natural formula that will boost nitric oxide levels. The nitric oxide, it basically is a substance that naturally widens the arteries in your body, improves their elasticity, so you maintain healthy blood flow, healthy blood pressure, and do a lot of other good things that come along with it. If you're responsive sexually, it's because the blood's getting to the right places, and that's what this helps as well. Both your blood pressure and your performance are linked to better blood flow, and it's a nitric oxide. This is, by the way, something that people who have been working on their bodies for a long time have figured out. There's nothing harmful. This is all good. Dozens and dozens and dozens of clinical studies show that. In fact, all the prescription pills for the things that are basically taken care of by nitric oxide, kind of amazing how much money you spend for this stuff when, in fact, the ingredients in Heart Factors Plus work for so many men, for so many women. If you're worried about your blood pressure, call this number, 800-577-8560. Call it now. Try Heart Factors Plus free for 30 days. Your first supply comes free. You just pay shipping and handling. 800-577-8560. You'll get all pumped up. You'll see the results, and you'll like it. Plus the fact you know, the blood getting around into your brain, everywhere. Much better. 800-577-8560 for your free bottle of Heart Factors Plus.
The new fall flooring styles are here, and we've got them on sale now at Lumber Liquidators. Check out over 70 new floors, including new hand-scraped and exotic hardwood, new bamboo featuring Bellawood Ultra Strand Bamboo, new laminate and vinyl plank. Choose from 53 floors under $2 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Hurry, sale ends Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store. Better yet, drop by and get your free fall flooring catalog today.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers, let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value in iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value in mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
Have your way, have your say. Dial us up at 888-302-3684. Coming up, a little fun and our 2020 news quiz. So stick around, open your ears and your heart and your head for that.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Evan, if we had the original version, if you had, instead of sitting there on your arse, see this, now I'm going to take Evan to the woodshed.
What's happening? I thought that's what
there was the original version of the William Tell Orchestra that I wanted you to play because I had a story based on William Tell. So I'm going to put that story aside. I'm going to give you a breather. I'm going to give you an opportunity to later in the day.
To redeem yourself?
To redeem yourself, yes. Now, if we want to have a little bit of music here, you could play, for our listening and dancing pleasure, Neil Diamond's Cracklin' Rosie. Because there are also, most of you know who are devotees of this program, that I always have a story around a bit of music. This is not a music program. This is a program about things that are going on in our lives, things that are happening every day. And usually, if there's a popular song, especially, or a piece of music, it has to do with some emotional hook or something that I know you'll remember from some part in your life. However, I'm sensing that because... Okay. You might want to crank this up for a second there, Evan.
Taking it slow. Lord, don't you know.
This was played last night, I believe. Isn't this the song that they play the Red Sox games? In the, Sweet Caroline. Okay, see, that shows you how much I remember. I went to a ball game, though, this year. I guess I remember only the fact that Neil Diamond had come to Fenway Park to sing that song after the bombing in Boston and was well received. But Sweet Caroline instead of Cracklin' Rosie. Anyway, the story about Cracklin' Rosie is that it was number one during this week in 1970 pop music charts. First time he had a number one song, and then did the same thing in 1972 with Song Sung Blue. Remember that from Neil Diamond. All right, so there's a story. I'm sure that made your day. Boy, you're really... Why are you so eager with the ups and the downs there, Evan? Calm down, will you? Whew.
Yoga breathing?
Yeah, that's it. Take a big, deep breath. That's a good idea, Jennifer. All right. Meanwhile, from last Friday night's late shows, we have a couple of things. The schedule is getting screwy because of sports activity, but Jay Leno was still on, and so was Jimmy Fallon.
According to new research, elephants can understand the communicative intent of human pointing. Like if human points at something, an elephant can turn and instantly understand what you want. Isn't that amazing? In fact, the only elephants that don't understand what people want are the Republicans in Congress. Those are the only ones. The rest, all the others seem to get it, but the rest. Actually, it looks like there might be a minor breakthrough in this whole deal. The two sides are working on a deal now to raise the debt ceiling, but just for 6 weeks. That means we can still enjoy Halloween, and they'll just focus on ruining Thanksgiving for us, okay? So get one holiday there. And Georgia Republican Congressman Phil Gingrey, he said it's time for his party to have a brave heart moment for the American people, a brave heart moment. I got a better idea. How about a gravity moment where we cut them adrift in outer space and they just kind of float away?
I don't know how I feel about this. You know how on Facebook you used to be able to block strangers from searching for you? Well, now they're getting rid of that. Which means anyone can find you on Facebook. Millions of people have already sent in complaints about having their privacy violated, and then they went right back to posting pictures of their natural childbirth.
That's my private life, okay?
This is my wife right there. She's,
I'm not even your friend.
No, no, it's public. It's public. I want everyone to see it. All right, Jimmy Fallon. So speaking of gravity, our 2020 news quiz question asks what Dr. Kathy Sullivan has in common with Sandra Bullock's character in the movie Gravity. 888-302-3684. I suppose this is a history quiz, too. Dr. Kathy Sullivan has something in common with Sandra Bullock's character in Gravity. What is it? 888-302-3684. 28 after on Good Day.
You know Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got tons of it. Online scheduling, weekend appointments, text updates, and convenient deals, too. You can even get a battery check and multi-point inspection for free. Plus, our convenient fall maintenance package is just $39.99 with Valvoline oil change, Gold Series wiper blades, and tire rotation. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete car care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Nobody knows more about your business than you do. But having the right support services can make a powerful difference. And that's where the new OfficeMax Services Center comes in. With all the support services you need for your business, from printing and designing marketing materials to launching your website and securing your data with cloud solutions, our knowledgeable associates can help. Learn more online at OfficeMax.com/services. That's OfficeMax.com/services.
Let's get it started.
Real estate's booming. With 8 open houses this weekend, I had to get the word out. Luckily, I found the new services center at OfficeMax. They designed great 4-color flyers that I printed for 25 cents each. I have a new way to turn open houses into done deals.
Let's get it started.
Introducing the new OfficeMax Services Center. Now through Monday, all self-service color copies are just 25 cents a side. Valid in-store only. See store for details.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast, even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up. Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell it.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Tuesday, pretty much the same this week. The world is in some kind of order, and it's not bad. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program starring Ken Kessler.
Don't you ever love it then?
I get little goosebumps when I say starring Roberta Fasanelli. Starring Jennifer Horne.
Aww.
Yes. All right, so we have news
and
of the
Evan
day.
And Evan Mantle as the Beef.
Evan, yes. Evan is at the controls in our studio in Washington because Richie has his last treatment made him pretty uncomfortable. He said he thought he might be in tomorrow, I think. Didn't I see that in an email? I haven't actually talked to him on the phone for a couple of days.
I just heard about today. Well, today was a no-go.
Yep. All right. Let's see. Who else do we not have? Oh, Michael, but he's never here on Monday. He's out slumming around. Who knows who he's chasing?
Watching the Red Sox win yesterday.
Yay. Red Sox 6-5. What do you mean?
I went to bed.
What did the Dodgers do yesterday? Wait a minute, just a second.
Well,
what did the Dodgers do yesterday?
Well, let me ask you.
What
they
did
didn't
the
lose?
Dodgers do?
They didn't lose yesterday.
They didn't play.
So they can't lose.
That's pretty good. We're looking at it. That's it. All right. So what else is happening? That's the good news for those of you who are hungover. News today about hangovers.
All of us got real quiet. Did you hear that? It was like you could hear a pin drop.
All right. What? Everything got quiet. If you're seeking a new cure for a hangover, scientists say drinking a glass of Sprite will fix you up.
Really?
I have the slightest idea why, how.
This is sugar, water, and flavor.
Yeah, and it's probably the sweet will restore your blood sugar because it was probably spiking. And then the sparkle in it, the carbonation, would probably make your stomach feel better.
Oh, okay. So there you go, folks. I'm not one who's on the radio. Dr. Doug plays doctor without practice. I mean, practice without a license. Speaking of health, that's a sort of health tip. The health exchanges, how are they working for you so far, folks? How do you like it that $634 million has been spent on something? The budget, by the way, in the bill was $100 million for the health exchange websites. $634 million later, they don't work.
Uh-oh.
Good, huh? Can you imagine how well the health system's going to run, if this is how the websites work, how about them? Another great plus for our guys in Washington. Let's hear it for them. Hooray! Hip, hip, hooray!
Yeah, who is the subcontractor who made these, you know?
The subcontractor, probably somebody related to a Politico. What do you bet?
I would bet.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, they always are. That's how they get the jobs.
Right. Good job.
Yeah.
Good job, Brownie. Okay, so let's see. The story of his, as long as we're into the government thing, why not? Let's just keep piling on. You ready?
Sure.
Story at DougStefan.com today about a new technological breakthrough. Everybody's going to be talking about this.
Okay.
There is a new government program. The Army wants to develop a tactical assault light operator suit, also known as the Iron Man suit. They want to, listen to this, duplicate Iron Man suit so that soldiers could be able to provide a superhuman type warrior. Night vision, super strength, and protection from gunfire.
Hmm.
So your tax dollars are working technologically to build an Iron Man, or a bunch of them, actually. Each suit would have an onboard computer that would be able to instantly respond to certain situations, provide the user with enhanced situational awareness. According to the information released by the government, the suit may use liquid armor, which is being developed at MIT here in Boston, has the ability to transform from a liquid to a solid in seconds. When a magnetic field or electrical current is applied, the goal is a full-body ballistic protection vehicle, allowing the wearer to literally walk through a stream of bullets, walk through fire.
That's awesome.
And they would be monitored by somebody, kind of like the drones are monitored by the guys down in, where in that Fort Bliss? What's the name of the fort in Tampa where most of the drones are controlled? I can never remember the name of that fort, that base. Anyway, there would be a separate, the suit would be obviously fitted for basic support things like heat, air, oxygen, all those cute things. Fort Drum, thank you, Evan. So, Iron Man comes to the U.S. military. How many people think this is a good idea? 888-302-3684. That could be another good question for Twitter. What about?
I want to know what it costs.
Lots of money.
Suit costs.
A lot of money. Million
a lot of money.
It's worth it because it's cool, Roberta.
Oh, it's worth it.
Because it's cool. Absolutely.
Right. Okay. So, the story of the Iron Man suit from DougStefan.com. I can't believe. Well, maybe I can. This, I love that movie, The Rocketeer. Remember that from, what, about 15 years ago?
It's a Disney movie.
Yeah.
William Campbell was the good guy, and Jennifer, who's Connelly, I think, right? She was a little more Zoftig then, and came across lovingly. The bad guy was Timothy Dalton. Remember that? And I think Paul Sorvino was also a baddie, if I'm not mistaken. And it was, I mean, I don't know why I remember this movie so much.
I know, you like have it all down. You're like,
I think I like Jennifer Connelly.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, it's kind of a fun movie. Those are the kind of movies I love to go see. 20 minutes before the hour. I feel like asking another 2020 News Quiz question.
Sure.
You mind?
It's your show. Your name's on it.
Thank you. It's the Doug Stefan Good Day program. All right, I'm going to give you a list of cities. You tell me what they have in common. Ready?
Okay.
Ready.
Okay.
Detroit. Stockton, California. San Bernardino, California. Mammoth Lakes, California. Central Falls, Rhode Island. Now, there are other little towns that I could name all over the place, from Maine to California, Alabama to Illinois. What do these towns have in common? 888-302-3684. Let's see how smart you are. Detroit, all these towns in California, Mammoth Lakes, San Bernardino, City and Doug. San Bernardino, Stockton, Central Falls, Rhode Island, all are in the news. So why are they? What do they have in common. 888-302-3684. Here is Kyle listening to The Jet in Lake City, Florida. Hi, Kyle. Welcome to Good Day. Or welcome.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
How is the suit being made with the government shutdown? Are they getting China to make it, or what's going on with that?
The suit is in development, so nobody's making it at the moment. But, yes, so who knows? You know, who they put it out to bid, and the lowest bidder doesn't, well, in the Defense Department, it doesn't really go that way. They'll come up with excuses as to why not to give it to somebody that they don't like. They want to take care of their pals. So,
right.
But can you imagine? I mean, put yourself into one of those suits, Kyle. What do you think it would be like if you were in the Robert Downey Jr. role of Iron Man?
I think I'd be a good Tony Stark. I mean...
You think you'd be good?
I feel like you have the vibe. I think you could do it.
Yeah. You want to control Stark Industries? You want to kiss Gwyneth Paltrow?
I think I could do that.
It'd be tough, but he'll try.
Right. Listen, everybody's got a duty to perform. Why not handle it that way? All right, Kyle, you're a good man. Thank you. 888-302-3684. Kathy's in Philadelphia. Hi, Kathy. Where's Kathy?
Thank you,
All right, let's try this over again. Take two, Kathy. Are you in the new listening to that station in Trenton that we're on? Is today the first day of that, Jennifer? Trenton?
No.
No.
It's been going on for about maybe 6 months.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right. Philadelphia gets 1110. We get coast to coast from here.
All right, so then I follow that. Okay, anyway. So what is the item, these towns, Detroit, Stockton, all these towns in California, Central Falls, Rhode Island, what do they have in common?
Bankruptcy.
They are all bankrupt.
Mm.
All of them. Bankrupt.
And Vallejo. You could add Vallejo, California, too.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you know about Vallejo?
She said it last.
Yeah, right. Isn't this fun? You're bankrupt!
Well, I mean, you know, bankruptcy's become a laughable situation in America recently. Haven't you noticed?
Well, I haven't noticed. I was laughing about it, but, you know, it is kind of foolish when you consider some of these. What was the, Jennifer, you maybe remember Bell, is it Bell City? California
no,
Bell?
City of Bell, yeah.
City of Bell. All right, so you may remember Kathy and the rest of the folks that are listening to the story about this town, a fairly small town. I think 40,000 people live in Bell. It's east of L.A., I don't know, 40, 50 miles. And the town was being run by a manager and a council, and they were all paying themselves $800,000 to $900,000 a year.
I remember that.
Remember that?
Yes, I do.
And now they're all going to jail. But they aren't having. They don't have to pay the money back. I don't even understand. What are you sending them to jail for? Make them pay the money back. Make them become garbage collectors in the city of Bell. What are you sending them to jail for?
Let me let you in on a little story. You can investigate this one.
Okay.
There's a bond placed on every head that's put in jail in America. And guess what? That bond is so incredibly high, you would not get any clue of the kind of money they get per day for each day they house these big criminals.
Really? So these are private prisons or these are public prisons?
Public and private. The federal government allegedly gives a bond out. Now, I've investigated this here in Philadelphia. The cost is about maybe $125 a day for county, and for the state it's about $170. And if they have medical complications, it's even higher.
Right.
You should check it out. It's really an incredible story.
All right.
Well, anyway, am I right with bankrupt?
Yes.
Yes, you are. After all of that, you get a swell prize, Kathy. Hold on just a second. It's 16 before the hour. Television report next year on Good Day.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
The holidays are just around the corner, and that means your favorite Dunkin' Donuts seasonal coffee flavors are available wherever you buy groceries. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Available just in time for the chilly weather, Dunkin' Donuts packaged coffee is celebrating the aromas of fall and winter with a new apple pie variety and returning seasonal favorites pumpkin pie and mocha mint. Vice President Corporate Communications of the J.M. Smucker Company, Mary Beth Burns, explains.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Dunkin' Donuts seasonal packaged coffees are back. They add delicious flavors to your at-home celebrations and also make great gifts for every holiday.
Pick up one of each of the new seasonal flavors today in the coffee aisle at your local grocer. These varieties are perfect for sipping in front of the fire or any holiday get-together. Dunkin' Donuts seasonal coffee varieties are available for a limited time only. To find the nearest grocery store selling Dunkin' Donuts packaged coffee, visit DunkinAtHome.com. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon, unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above. Check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you. But your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
The new fall flooring styles are here, and we've got them on sale now at Lumber Liquidators. Check out over 70 new floors, including new hand-scraped and exotic hardwood, new bamboo featuring Bellawood Ultra Strand Bamboo, new laminate and vinyl plank. Choose from 53 floors under $2 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Hurry, sale ends Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store. Better yet, drop by and get your free fall flooring catalog today.
Time shifting. Hello. For the television report. It's the anniversary, do you know that, Jennifer? Of the first announcement being made by Don Pardo live from New York. It's Saturday night.
Did not know that.
This date, 1975. Do you know who was on the first show?
Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase on the first show. Give me another name.
Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd's another one. Give me
Eddie
another
Murphy.
Name.
Eddie Murphy.
Who?
Gilda Radner.
Gilda Radner's a third name.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
Not Eddie Murphy, huh?
No.
Okay. Well, you can't win them all. Steve Martin.
Steve Martin was not on the first show.
Oh, man. Oh. Now my batting average is going down. I don't know. Who else?
John Belushi.
Oh, Belushi.
Jane Curtin.
That's right, Jane Curtin.
Mm-hmm.
And the first guest was... Very good.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Not quite. George Carlin.
Oh, cool. Yep. Get some words that we're not supposed to say on the radio. Do you want to hear them?
Why not? The FCC's closed.
The highest rated late night show ever. Don Pardo was the announcer then, and Don Pardo is the announcer now. I believe Don Pardo was either 88 or 89 years old. God love the guy.
Mm.
All right, Jen, what else? What other tidbitular information do you have from the world of television?
I don't know if you can say that, but...
I'm trying.
Since we're talking about the 70s, let's stay there. One of the big shows from the 70s was The $6 Million Man. Did you ever like that one, Dougie?
Not particularly.
Oh, I thought it was one of your favorites.
Iron Man earlier, before its time. Maybe.
Thanks for playing along. Well, The Hollywood Reporter is reporting that The $6 Million Man, which aired on ABC for 5 seasons, will hit the newsstands early next year. You say, how is that possible? A TV show hitting newsstands? Well, it's because Dynamite Entertainment is making a series, comic books, monthly comic books.
So they're
books.
Reversing the Marvel comic book ideas for movies. Now they're taking it and going reverse.
Exactly. They're calling it The $6 Million Man Season 6. So this picks up exactly where the TV show left off.
So you know what will happen after that, don't you?
Everybody else will be doing the same
thing. Well, no. If they come up with good storylines, there'll be a television show and or a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
This is their way of testing. So that's kind of, I thought that was kind of a cool thing and a neat way for fans to catch up on the, on the rest and bringing in new people. All right. Yeah. Sad news. There's a TV show called MasterChef with Gordon Ramsay. You've probably seen it or heard him screaming. One of the finalists from MasterChef was named Josh Marks. And sad news is he was found dead on Friday after an apparent suicide. He's the guy that had some delusions of Gordon Ramsay following him and taking over his body not too long ago. Right. He had just been diagnosed with schizophrenia. So sad news there. Miley Cyrus went on the Ellen DeGeneres show on Friday and has closed the chapter on her relationship with Liam Hemsworth.
Of course she has. Right. And everybody always hanging for her next breath.
She said, I believe the chapter is done. You have to close it and start a new one.
51 after.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
It's a federal holiday today, but not exactly a happy one for many federal workers. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Columbus Day is one of those holidays on the calendar where it seems more of us are working than have the day off. Post offices are closed today. Public schools, most but not all, are closed. Banks, some closed, some open. The stock market is open today. The bond market closed. Federal offices, well, they're closed, but some federal workers have been off the job for nearly 2 weeks, while others have been working without a paycheck because of the ongoing partial government shutdown, which began 2 weeks ago tomorrow. On Capitol Hill, the Senate, which held a rare Sunday session yesterday, reconvenes this afternoon in yet another attempt to negotiate a deal to end this mess, a mess that includes the approaching deadline to raise the debt limit, which is this Thursday. On NBC's Meet the Press yesterday, Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois said it's now up to the Senate to work out a deal.
We've reached a point where the House Republicans and their leadership really have stepped to the sidelines. They're not part of this at this point.
Republican Senator Rob Portman of Ohio predicted a short-term solution will be reached in time to avoid a potential default, but he threw some criticism the president's way.
The president has refused to negotiate. This is the first time in history that a president of the United States has said, look, I'm not even going to talk about it.
And so it goes. On this Columbus Day, we'll see if someone discovers some rational behavior in the nation's capital. Maybe the earth is flat after all. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 4.375%, APR 4.64%, that payment could support a $270,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $45,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to QuickenLoans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power
Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It's a new week on Wall Street. Last Friday, the markets closed on a positive note. The Dow gained 111 points, closing the week at 15,237. S&P rose 10 points. NASDAQ climbed 31. More numbers for you as we check prices at the pump. Fill it up late. The AAA's National Gas Survey shows a yesterday, about the same price we were paying a week ago, but prices have dropped 20 cents a gallon over the past month. A year ago, we were paying an average of $3.80 a gallon. Not that the $3.34 we're paying now is cheap by any means. Business at the box office? Gravity can't be held down.
Mission abort. Repeat. Mission abort.
Explorer, this is Kowalski confirming visual contact.
Uh-oh, that doesn't sound good. Gravity pulling in another $44.3 million, number one at the box office, beating out the based-on-a-true-story high-seas drama Captain Phillips starring Tom Hanks, which debuted in second place with $26 million. Baseball playoff action, American League Championship Series, a walk-off win for the Red Sox, beating the Tigers in dramatic fashion 6-5 at Fenway Park last night. That series tied at a game apiece. National League Championship Series resumes tonight, the Dodgers hosting the Cardinals in L.A., Cardinals lead 2-0. And finally, despite the ongoing partial government shutdown, which has reached day number 14 and counting, a number of national treasures are open again thanks to the states they are located in agreeing to pay to reopen them. Yesterday, the Statue of Liberty was back in business for tourists. Dave Lutzinger is the superintendent at what is known as Liberty Island.
Everybody who comes down here has a smile on their face. You know, for some people, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, so we're just thrilled to be open.
New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo said his state will pick up the $61,000 a day to keep Lady Liberty open. He added that it actually costs the state more when it's closed due to lost tourism dollars. Tell you what, let's take a field trip right now and start climbing all those stairs inside the Statue of Liberty. Here we go.
You know, there are a lot of stairs here at the Statue of Liberty, and I'm out of breath already. With my luck, there'll be another government budget crisis that'll shut down the statue before I'm even at the top, leaving me here on the stairs. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.